Welcome to Crate Studio. Today we're joined by Bonnick.
Hello.
Doom.
G'day, mates.
Elias.
Assalamu alaikum.
And yours sincerely, me. We have gathered around a few topics today to discuss about. If it is your first time listening, I warn you we do not have any sort of filter. And I mean any. If you do not want to listen to a podcast without a filter, I advise you to find another one. Alright, let's get this show on the road. So, the first topic we have is, how did Corona affect your personal life? Like, after the lockdown and stuff.
Yeah, after the lockdowns for me, as an Australian, we basically had what is known as, like a perma-lockdown. So, only one person could, in a family could go out and get food. If you were caught, if two people went in the same family had gone out and get food, like groceries and that, the family would be fined. I think it was like $5,000-$6,000 for each person who was fined. Toilet paper was a rare commodity in Australia, and I mean the stupidity of everyone. But yes, toilet paper went off the shelves like you would not believe. When it was all happening, a lot of people were like questioning a lot of crazy shit. But the problem with the panicking buying, especially during the lockdowns for me in Australia, is that no one wanted to be smart. Everyone wanted to rush in, grab, like, the entire... at the shopping centres, all of the Coke was gone, the toilet paper was gone, lollies, junk food, meat, bread, milk, no milk. If you could find even one bloody 2 liter of long life meat, someone would hit you over the head with their bag and take it. It was full-on war. It was a full-on bloody war, and it was bloody sad.
Yeah, alright.
Fuck me, man.
The thing was, alright, in every single country, and I think everyone went into a state of panic when they heard that lockdown was going on. Because...
I mean, it's like not Sweden. Instinct
not
people.
Sweden. No, not Sweden. Sweden didn't do anything for the lockdowns. We didn't have any restrictions. We didn't do anything. We waited like a year for the restrictions to actually be like passed by, and everyone's like freaking out by them, and no one's abiding by them at all. No one gets fined for doing anything either.
What the fuck?
No one cares. There's like parties every single every single weekend. People like there was like almost like 1,000 people at one place yesterday for a gathering.
Yeah. What?
Oh, okay.
Schools are almost filled to the brim. Like, it's insane.
Yeah, the same, like, with schools here in Finland as well. It is filled to the brim. And, like, with my school currently, we have a small yard. We don't have, like, a really big one. And we're only meant to wear masks inside. Not in, like, outside.
When we received like one of the first cases, people didn't really react that much. But when the cases kept growing and growing, you know, then it was mandatory to wear masks both inside of like public buildings and outside.
Mm.
But then during like I think it was the start of spring or something.
Yeah.
It wasn't really mandatory to walk outside with a mask on unless you had to go to a public area, like for let's say like a building, like a shop. Or a hospital or something like that, which is fair, to be honest.
Yeah.
But like, speaking about masks... Oh, sorry, man.
No. Go ahead.
Speaking about masks, in Australia, it was for about, I think it was like 4 weeks, it was a $5,000 fine for for being caught without a mask on.
$5,000?
Oh. That's an insane amount of money.
Yeah, it is. It's true. But I don't remember
worth it.
How
I mean,
long
it worked
lasted.
For you guys.
Oh yeah, it did. But holy shit, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's an absurd amount of money
for a mask. Okay.
No. Like not buying one. Like actually being caught by the police without one.
No. That's what I meant.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. If it works and gets people to abide by the rules, I would honestly support it in a way, but at the same time, I would feel bad if someone had to pay that much money.
Yeah,
not for me at all, really. Because, I mean, like, you didn't abide by the rules, then, I mean, you have to kind of, like...
Yeah, but what if you run out of masks?
Just buy another one.
but then they see you without a mask before you bought a mask.
But just don't throw every single mask you have out the window. Just keep one at least, and then there you go.
True. Exactly.
Yeah, it's true. You should know when you're running out of masks.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's stupid if you're just like, ah, yeah, I'm going to go out and buy a mask, and I know that I'll get a fine if I don't wear a mask, so I mean...
Mm.
It's dumb.
I know, right? Like, how stupid can you be to, you know, like, everyone's telling you wear a mask, and then you got all the Karens. Oh my god. Okay, so, my Karen story for this part of the podcast is, when I was walking to the shops, this lady came up to me and literally grabbed the knife, fucking scissors, and cut my mask on me. And walked off saying, COVID is a lie. You're full of shit. And I was like,
what
the hell? Yeah. We had people dressing up as clowns, chasing people around during COVID near where I was living.
Mm-hmm.
We had psycho women just walking around with scissors, cutting people's masks off. And the problem is that the cops knew she was doing it, but they couldn't do anything about it. And they had to fine everyone who was seen with a mask that is, so it was cut by her, they had to pay the fine. Now, when she tried doing with me, I always carry like 4 or 5 because of my family. They just kept giving me them, and I'm really grateful for that. And I always carried 5 in my pocket, so when she cut one off, I just put one on and walk off. And she's now paying about $30,000-$40,000.
Ooh.
Damages because of all of it, because she was finally caught. She was finally caught now that everything's slowly going back to normal. She was finally fined for everything that she did. Because basically, brandishing scissors at a person and trying to cut their face, cut the mask off, that's assault. That's straight up assault. So it's like, yeah.
She could have done worse with those scissors, to be honest. I don't understand these type of people that say, oh, this isn't real, when, okay, some things are faked, some things aren't. But I would say COVID is legitimately 100% real, and it is real.
1% real.
Like, come on. You won't be acting like it's a joke when one of your family members die from it.
Exactly. I know, right?
Oh yeah, do you guys remember back in like last year summer, do you remember those videos on TikTok and Twitter about these people with these Pac-Man like face masks? With the one just like hole in the middle of it, and they would go into like restaurants and stuff with that mask on and eat with it.
What the fuck?
You guys wait, remember the ice cream liquor? You know the ice cream liquors?
Mm. No.
You guys know?
No.
You don't? Basically, people would go around, right? They would take the lids off of ice cream at shops, lick
it.
And then they would put it back in the fridge. You know what? I had one of those today. I had this lady literally go into an ice cream thing, take the lid off, lick the whole thing, spit in it, and then put it back in the fridge.
That's disgusting.
Oh.
That is disgusting.
It's fucking horrifying.
What do people do that? I don't understand.
Yeah, like, it's not funny. And what if you, like, a couple of days later, you actually find out you have, like, some type of disease? Chinese,
like, AIDS. Fucking,
yeah.
Yeah.
People are just morons, to be honest. Like these types of people, I don't understand how they function in our society.
How they breed, either. I don't know how they get to be breeding. I don't know how they breed.
Alright.
I don't either. I honestly don't
know. Alright, let's go to the next topic. Craziest things that you got away with in your lifetime.
I got chased by the cops.
Oh, yes.
Where I got away from the cops once, it was funny.
Alright, Doom, you can go first.
Man.
Craziest thing I ever got away with. I was, I think I was like 14.
Mm-hmm.
I was 14 years of age. I was given the keys to a dozer. You know, a bulldozer?
Oh, yeah.
And the guy I was working for, the farmer, just said, happy 14th birthday. Here's some keys to a dozer. Here's some headphones and a hard hat. Have fun, son. And I was like, wait, what? Yeah, it's a fully... He walked me over to the dozer, this giant yellow fucking dozer. And he said, happy birthday, have fun, destroy all this land. Just destroy the cars, destroy everything. I must admit, though, that the cars were already, you know, pretty banged up. Mm-hmm. But he said, yeah, just go have fun. So that I did was that.
Probably the best day of your life, was, man.
Well, it was an hour and 30 minutes into destroying things. I kind of lost control of the dozer, and I ran over a cop car. Like an actual cop car. Yes. Oh, yeah. No, the cops went inside, though, thank God. No one was hurt. But I drove over a fucking cop car. And so I'm just going, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit. What the fuck have I done? Oh, no. I'm going to go to jail for this. So the old man runs out, fucking instantly grabs me. Grabs the keys, everything, just fucking bolts into the house, puts me in my bloody room.
Mm-hmm.
And, the farmer, I mean, I call him the old man, but the farmer, mm-hmm. He ran out and just started telling the cops, you know, it was like an accident. Yeah, you know, one of his new employees were trying to get the dozer to work, and one of the axles broke, and that's why I drove over the car. They bought it hook, line, and sinker. I have never seen two people in my entire life become that gullible. And after that, the cops just left. They said, yeah, it's an accident. So, yeah, I drove over a fucking cop car.
GTA style.
It was brand fucking new, too. It was one of the new, it was at the time, one of the newest highway patrol cars.
A highway patrol car?
Yeah. When you're out in the fucking boons, man, when you're out in the bush, and there's literally no person alive that can see things, yeah. That car, man, was so fucking wrecked. Goddamn. Oh.
The fact that you got away with that is just mind-boggling. I would never get away with anything like that.
I just imagine, like, what if you just, like, suddenly started, like, driving away, and then, like, you're already long gone, and then the cop just comes back and just sees a car in that, like, type, like, that shape. How did he call that in? Oh yeah, my roof's like severely dented. I'm gonna need backup.
Dude, there was no roof. There was literally no roof. Tank treads. You know, like how you know how tank treads right have those tank treads have those giant metal. Yeah. Basically that. Just hole. Crush cut. As it was punching holes into the vehicle, the triad was also crushing the car lower. The tires popped. The axle was smashed. The windscreen was gone. There was no car. There was literally just this giant piece of metal with a giant tank tread going through it.
Oh.
Yeah, you could say that the police car just kind of turned into a pancake.
It turned into a fucking hot dog is what it turned into. But yeah, that's my crazy story. Who's next?
Yeah, who's next?
Maybe Oswald, you can go. We can go like on the line or something like that.
Let me think of something that won't put me in jail. Wait.
won't put you. Yeah, thanks a lot, Jackal. Oh no, I benched up in Australia. Oh crap, the cops will come for me now.
wait.
Now I'm safe.
Oh yeah. When I was a kid, I was at my dad's workplace, right? And they had this junkyard. And it would normally be filled with, like, cars. Or just, like, a single car. And stuff like that, right? And yep. They would, like, sometimes use it for parts. But, like a lot of kids would go there and just, like, smack it for fun and stuff. Like, it was allowed. Someone parked their car next to that place. Like, inside it, basically. So I think you know where this goes. At the end of the day, there was no car left.
Yes!
You get the old
jackhammer out. Get a jackhammer out and just start jacking the car.
But the thing is, okay, I didn't do this, but I witnessed it. But they full on didn't know that it wasn't like a unused car. It was someone's car. But they just parked it there because it was their first time at the place.
That's why you never park cars in places where it looks like it's going to get destroyed. It's common sense, people.
You don't park next to a destroyed car.
Yeah, exactly. If you park an extra destroyed car, your car's going to get oopsied.
It's going to get crushed.
All right, so like the windows were kicked in. The boot was severely dented with like hammers and stuff. Tires slashed, and then the rims of the tires were also like dented. There was no car handles anymore, at least for the outside. Car doors dented. Everything was dented.
It's like my typical car from Grand Theft Auto that I always drive around trying to pick up a lady.
All right. So the next topic that we have is
we have two more people. We have our own stories.
Oh yeah, you guys have stories?
I don't know, Elias. Do you have any stories?
Not really. No.
All right.
I mean, I haven't done a lot of crazy shit, but there's things I don't want to talk about.
All right, so
there is. I have a story as well, but I don't feel safe talking about it. All right, to be honest, he knows.
I literally admitted to running over a fucking cop car. There is literally nothing you could say or do unless he murdered or ate someone. I ran over a cop car with a fucking dozer.
Well, this is a little bit embarrassing. No, not a little bit. This is very embarrassing, and it happened in fifth grade too.
No one's gonna know it's you, man. I mean,
this is a podcast and Bonnick's storing it. Start telling it.
Exactly. It is.
All right, anyways, I think we can just go over that. All right, so the next topic we have is the recent Rick and Morty controversy, which is going on Twitter, which is against Dan Harmon, which is one of the creators of Rick and Morty. And about the situation, there's a popular tag or hashtag going around Twitter, which is hashtag cancel Rick and Morty. The reason for this is because I don't remember the exact date, but I think it was somewhere in 2009. Dan made this skit of being in a therapist session, I think. I don't remember the whole video. I watched it once, got disgusted, and didn't watch the rest of it. But basically, he was playing this dude, and he was getting interviewed, and then he was telling a story about doing the hoo-ha with an infant or a baby.
What the fuck? Oh my fucking... Are you shitting me?
No, no.
The dude...
The dude
had relations with a fucking infant. Oh my god!
No, it was a skit. It was a skit.
Oh, then I don't care.
It was a doll.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, it was a doll.
If it's okay.
But
I don't give a shit, man. If it's a skit, I don't care. If it's real life, that's where you draw the line.
He played that he was doing it with a baby, and he even edited crying sounds onto it.
Okay, that's a bit fucked.
Yeah, that's not. That's fucked.
No, he was. Look, there's jokes, there's dark jokes, and then there what that was. That is not even a joke. That's not even a joke. That's just a sick joke. That just fucked right the fuck out.
And the situation got so bad that he had to delete his Twitter account.
Of course he had to delete.
No shit.
Well, yeah.
Of course he had to delete his fucking Twitter account, because I don't understand. I can't even comprehend this anymore. Like, honestly, people like this, like people like him, that do this type of shit and think, ho, this is funny. I'm going to get so famous doing this. Yeah, you're getting famous by being berated by people, for fuck's sake. You're just asking for trouble. You're legit asking for fucking trouble. Oh, I'm going to upload a video of me practically raping a doll and pretending it's a real freaking infant.
Yeah.
How? Now, okay, as a person, we're all of us here have a little bit of common sense, right? Would you, A, stop what the fuck you're doing, go to a therapist, B, do it, don't upload it, just continue living on, C, do it and upload it for everyone to see. Which one would you fucking choose?
That's just fucking A. No, if you're doing shit like that, you go see that therapist, and you go see that therapist fast. Mm. If your mind has to go to that level of holy shit, you go see a therapist. There is no option B, man. There is therapist or therapist. You don't know.
There is no right or wrong. Wait, no, that's not what I wanted to say.
There is no right in that situation whatsoever. Yeah, yeah. It's only wrong.
Yeah.
That person is sick. He needs mental help.
And he needs to go to a mental ward, if I'm being honest.
You know what the worst part is? Shit like that, right? For every person, right? If, like, everyone has their fantasies. The thing is that shit like that doesn't stay a fantasy for long.
Yeah.
When a person becomes like that, they start thinking, you know,
I could get away with this.
Yeah, exactly. People adopt that sort of mentality that if they do it in secret, right? Like, without anyone, you know? But then they have this neat little idea, this grand master plan. I'm going to get away with this if I actually do it because I'm famous. I earn a lot of money,
yeah, for exactly.
Example.
Like the recent news, how many people have gotten exposed and more or less cancelled lately?
Fucking Jubari, though. You got Jubari who got cancelled and fucking that.
Currently,
he had his fucking sex slave, for God's sake. You've got
James Charles, which is slowly getting cancelled.
Yep. We got fucking, we've also got, what's his name?
There's many
the guy who played,
didn't that, like, Jeffree Star guy get cancelled as well?
Yeah, I think so.
There are YouTubers like, for example, Minilab, they got exposed for being a pedophile.
Komi Karshen got cancelled because he was dating a girl 2 years older than me and didn't abide by the Romeo and Juliet laws. Not dating, but trying to get away with, and the power in that relationship was not even. I'll let you guys just look at the messages. It's
It was basically him. Would have threatened her with something, or like
he basically threatened to kill her, kill something of hers if she didn't put out for him.
Yeah,
don't tell me that. No.
Yeah, no, he literally straight up threatened to kill someone. I don't know who. I don't know anything else except the part where I know I saw the tweets where he threatened to kill someone of hers just if she dropped the panties and let him have his fun with her.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are you...
And the thing is, he still hasn't commented on this. And this happened 4 months ago?
Oh, and then he got on that guy who... his name, Eat That Pussy or whatever it is?
Mm-hmm. EDP445.
Yeah, EDP.
Yeah, that guy's a fucking pedo. Straight up.
Got recently
exposed. But the funny thing is, he got exposed a couple of months ago, but nobody commented on it.
Yeah.
And now
everyone's commenting
on it as if this
is... Yeah, it's because it's like, look, let's jump on the bandwagon. Like, it's being a pedo is a bad thing. You're not supposed to, this is good. No, you jump on them and you fucking crucify the cunts. Don't let people get away with that shit.
And
sadly, people get away with a lot of shit.
Yeah, that exactly.
They either hold a lot of power, they have a lot of money, and
politicians, man. There's so many fucked up politicians. Jesus Christ. You know the whole have you heard about you know the whole like Jeffrey Epstein ordeal and whatever?
There's
a lot of documents about really powerful American politicians and shit, and also American celebrities that have gone to that island and participated in horrible acts towards children and stuff there.
Yep, I need to get more
content. And they say that he hung himself in that cell, which I do not believe whatsoever. I believe that he was killed by people because he was going to rat every single one of those people that had been involved with his island out. So they hired someone to break his neck and then look like he hung himself. But the way that his neck had been broken was the way that a person would have broken his neck. Because a neck can't break in those ways.
Nope. Unless you have something very heavy.
Unless the guy's a fucking fat ass.
Oh, that too.
But Jeffrey Epstein was a normal build.
And then you got the people who, oh my god. Then you got one of the biggest role models for kids everywhere. Fucking, what's his name? Shit. The guy who goes Pudding Pop.
Wait, what? Don't what? Know him, I think.
What's his name? Bill Cosby.
But, Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's been a long time ago, but think about it, right? Like, he was one of the first ones, right? Mm-hmm. They nailed his ass, and now look what's happened. Now look how the hornet's net has been shaken. Think about that for a second. Think about how one man's capture, right, and knowledge of what he did, and now everyone else is starting to realize and shit's coming to light.
Mm. Exactly.
People nowadays are just...
The thing is about life... is that you cannot run. You can never run away for long, you know?
Yeah, you can't run. You cannot outrun your past.
One day, you're just going to get caught, and you're just going to get caught hard. Yeah. Like, honestly. Like, you're going to get your ass handed to you, basically, for the shit that you've done before. And you're going to pay the price. You're just going to pay the price, and you have to just embrace that. If you keep on running, then the situation is just going to get fucking worse. Children, listen, I'm just going to say this. Children can be manipulated, to be honest with you.
That's the whole point.
Children can be manipulated, and a lot. Like, they will believe anything at their age. They will believe anything that a much older and a popular person would tell them, basically.
And like, their role model, if they, like, ask something from them.
Yeah, and if they consider that person to be their role model, done. That role model
can ask them for anything, yeah. You could ask them to do anything, and they will, because they think they're actually doing right.
There are some, I'm just going to say this, role models, right? Some of them are good. There are some role models that are just, let's just say that are just...
Steve Irwin, for one. Steve Irwin's a good role model. Man wanted to protect nature. The way he did it was fucking amazing. He's a good role model.
But that's the whole thing with, like, the Manylatta ordeal. Like, the only reason why she was so attracted to him, she was because he was Manylatta, and he had so much power. So he easily manipulated her because she was so, like, obsessed with him and his YouTube shit and whatever. Fucking I just don't understand how the fuck they get in contact with these kids. They just DM them one day. They're like, hey, you're a fan, aren't you? Yeah, want to have an internet-like relationship with me?
It's what's Discord nowadays.
That's exactly what it is, though. That's the sad thing, is that...
There are some parts
of Discord
we do not want to traverse through. But, like, there are some servers, for example, in some places on Discord.
So many pedophiles on this app.
Yeah.
The good thing is, though, they've squashed a lot of them. They have. Discord has put their boot down on a lot of those servers. The problem
there's a lot of YouTubers that are, like, helping out with this problem or whatever.
Yeah, which is good. I mean, fuck, you've got, what would be really good, right? It's because all these fucking pedos are coming out of everywhere. What they should do is give Chris Hansen back his job. The man, though you may not agree with how he did things, Chris fucking Hansen had the damn right idea of take a seat over here.
Exactly.
That man nailed so many of those fuckers. So many. And I don't even give a shit what you think. No, pedophiles should be standard to a whole different level of standard when it comes to fuck you, your face goes on the world, everyone gets to know who you are. You have no right to have some fucking, whatever the hell, like, I don't know, like, fucking...
experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You should not be allowed to be hidden. Fuck that.
The worst part is there are a lot of people on this planet, like, as of right now, that want to normalize pedophilia, for example.
I don't understand that whole thing. Like, why the fuck would you want to normalize such a horrible thing that hurt a frail people in our society? I don't understand.
The worst part is, right, is that most cultures that allow pedophilia, right, like child marriage and that, right, the child doesn't survive the birth. Children do not and will not survive the birth because they're not designed. Their bodies aren't designed to do that.
Like a child is supposed to
evolve quickly.
A child is supposed to be the special innocent thing that you have to love for the rest of your life, right? But they, but then pedophiles do it a little bit differently. They take the word love and add intimate in it or something or whatever they do. It just makes me feel
what they add is rape.
Exactly.
They call it love. No, I call it rape. I call it
just rape. Twisting the mind of an innocent.
No, a child can't because a child doesn't know what's right or wrong.
Consent. A child doesn't know how its body works. A child doesn't understand why this big man wants to do these things to him. It thinks, oh, this is a new game. It's like, no.
Oh,
no,
my
sweet
God.
Mother of God, no. And as a rape victim, as a child, a fucking child who has actually gone through these horrific things with pedophiles from my very young age and up until my 10th, I know exactly that it's fucked. I have suffered through so much as a child, and I don't blame my parents. I don't. I seriously don't. No. I blame the fuckers, multiple, who fucking did that to me. I blame them.
Yeah.
Not my dad, not my mom. I blame them. I'm a survivor, not a victim. And that's how all damn well stand.
It's just sick. Like, why would you do that to a child or anyone in that matter?
No one deserves it.
It's just easy prey. Pedophiles hunt children because they're easy. Easy to manipulate. They can be bought with candy to keep their mouths shut or money. Children don't, they just don't understand. That's why it's so important to have a talk with your children. Sit them down. Sit them down and tell them, hey, how are you going? How are your friends going? Have you made any adult friends? Have you made any friends who are, you know, different?
As a parent, you should be really like you need to look out for like
eagle
the
older
people.
It,
Jesus Christ! Some old people can be like, "Oh no, no, yeah, I'm fine. Don't worry about me." But they can have a really dark, like,
past a really dark and twisted mind.
And the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing, right, is always, it's not the outside, it's not like, yeah, sure, you know, you got to keep an eye on everyone, but it's the fucking family, friends, you know, like the inside of the family,
like,
that's mainly
like the uncles and stuff like that.
Yeah, the predatory family members. You get
uncles,
the whole, yeah,
aunts,
sure, you know,
shit like that. I just,
yeah, oh, fucking, I don't even get me started on aunts. Oh my God.
Like, my sister has a daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would protect that child as much as I can. And if I ever visit her, if I ever visit her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I see her, I will tell her the dangers of people outside of the fucking world, like pedophiles, stuff like that. I would protect that child. And if I die, I will die protecting her, to be honest with you.
I don't give a single
fuck who you are. If you wrong that child, I'll fucking wrong you.
Yeah, fucking oath. Same with my niece. You mess with my fucking niece, you're a dead man. I don't give a fuck. I will happily go to jail. And you know what the thing is? Those who kill pedophiles in jail are held to a higher standard than most inmates.
Yeah.
They're held to a
pedophiles
very
don't survive. Pedophiles don't survive.
Oh, no.
Most of the pedophiles nowadays, because the prisons want to quote unquote protect them so that they can get more justice towards their crimes and shit, they put them in high security prisons and they get monitored 24/7.
Yeah. So they can't kill themselves. And so the prison cellmates kind of decide that it's a good time to teach a pedophile how to be a good little doggy.
Mm.
Exactly. We should honestly just chemically castrate pedophiles.
They do. They've already started with that. And that.
Really?
Finally. Some countries and some cultures have actually begun to force them to have special medicine, meds and that actually chemically castrate them so they can't do anything.
We should just do it like the Middle East and the Africans do. Whenever a pedophile is convicted, they just drag him out of the jail and throw rocks at them.
Yeah, exactly.
Treat them as an animal. Don't treat them as a human.
They're not human. They're animals. They are. Any being who can lay a finger on a child and take sexual pleasure from that is not a human being. Exactly. They're a fucking animal, and they deserve what they get.
Yeah, they're more than an animal. They're just a fucking monster that needs culling. They just need to be put down.
Yeah, exactly.
Mio, I need to penalty.
Alright, thank you all for the chat. I think we could end the podcast here. Thank you all for listening.
Yeah, fucking nice.
And have a good afternoon, good morning, and good night.